Okay, good afternoon, folks. It's 5 p.m. Tuesday, April the 26th, 2022. We'll call the City Council meeting into session. We start our meetings with an invocation and a pledge. The invocation will be led by Councilmember Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Mayor Pro Tem Jennifer McCann. Join us if you'd like.
Let us bow our heads and give honor to the most gracious God. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you for the opportunity to let us come together, Lord, to represent you and to represent our citizens. Lord, I ask that you give us clear minds and understanding so that we may make the proper decisions in order to move our city forward. In your Son Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now for the Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Next item on the agenda, paragraph three, is the roll call. Spencer H. Smith, Mayor, is present. Jacqueline Soriano, correction, Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem.
Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, is present.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two.
Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, is present.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, and I'm present.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four.
Linda Nash, place four, present.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five.
Sam Hallaby, place five, present.
Okay, thank you. City Manager David Mitchell.
City Manager David Mitchell, present.
Okay, thank you. City Secretary Julie Helsham.
City Secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Okay, thank you. And we do have a quorum. Next time is paragraph four, mayoral proclamations and presentations. Number one, proclamation declaring the month of May 2022 as Older Americans Month.
Older Americans Month, Age My Way, May 2022. That's not a personal statement, although I do identify with this group. Whereas the City of Hark Heights includes a growing number of older Americans who contribute their strength, wisdom, and experience to our community. And whereas communities benefit when people of all ages, abilities, and backgrounds are welcome, included, and supported. And whereas the City of Hark Heights recognizes our need to create a community that provides the services and supports older Americans' need to thrive and live independently for as long as possible. And whereas the City of Hark Heights can work to build an even better community for our older residents by planning programs that encourage independence, ensuring activities are responsive to individual needs and preferences, and increasing access to services that support aging in place. Now therefore, I, Spencer H. Smith, Mayor of the City of Hark Heights, Texas, do hereby proclaim May 2022 to be Older Americans Month in the City of Hark Heights and urge every resident to recognize the contributions of our older citizens, help to create an inclusive society, and join efforts to support older Americans' choices about how they age in their communities. In witness whereof, I've set my hand and affixed the seal of the City of Hark Heights, Texas, this 26th day of April, 2022, signed Spencer H. Smith, Mayor. Okay, here we go.
One, two, and three.
Okay, anybody want to say anything? Jeff, Nicole?
I'll say a few things. I'd like to thank these ladies for coming and supporting. They're some of our volunteers. We have senior programs throughout the whole year, but Older Americans Month is dedicated in the month of May,
and we have some special events. And on your dais, there's a flyer with those special events each week. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here you go. Here's your.
Thank you.
Okay, one of the good benefits, or the benefits of being mayor, is getting the proclamations like that. So, thanks, Jeff. Okay, next item is paragraph 5 is consent items. Number 1, discuss and consider approving the minutes of the meetings held on April 12, 2022 and April 19, 2022 and take the appropriate action. Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, and I would like to approve the minutes of the meetings held on April 12, 2022 and April 19, 2022 and take the appropriate action.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I will second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, and I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, Place 4, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And Sam Hallaby, Place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, Place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously 5-0. Next item on the agenda is paragraph 6, presentation by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code Section 551.042 prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone in the chambers that wishes to address the council? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to paragraph 7, which is public hearings. Number 1, consider a public hearing to discuss, consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending section 150.33 of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances to clarify visibility triangle requirements and provide for processing of alternate fence designs and take the appropriate action. Planning and Development Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. You may recall last week during workshop we spoke about fences. This particular ordinance here is to have the ability for staff to make a professional judgment based off of engineering standards and common practices for site visibility coming out of a driveway at the intersection of streets or the intersection of a street and alley. Right now in our code, there are requirements for vegetation, and the requirements for fencing require a 4-foot fence to be installed in those areas where a home may face a side street and another one a main street, and then you can't extend that 6-foot fence all the way back the length of the property. There we go. The example that we gave last week is, here's a clear example. The home that is facing the photo there on the left, facing the camera, was constructed first. It was allowed to put in a taller fence, and the home behind it came in after. Well, now that it's time to repair the fence, because wooden fences don't last quite as long, they're not able to do so under the existing code. Staff is seeing more and more of these cases and felt that this is a reasonable alternative to allow for an alternative design that's vetted by city staff or our city engineer, as the case may be. Within your packet, you also have the two different paragraphs that would allow for that, setting up the establishment of allowing for those additional alternatives and then how that would be judged. There, not only is this occurring in the photos there in the Ridge area, but we're also seeing it in Skipshaw and some of those other subdivisions that were constructed about the same time. So it's not a unique case, it's something that's increasing, and so staff would like to be preemptive of some of these permits that we're seeing to come through. And with that, I'm available for questions.
Okay. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. Christine, I fully understand we saw this during the workshop, but the one point I'd like to make that we need to make sure we stress the people when they come forward to get their permits now, that it's not just because the council decided that we had to do this. Make sure that they understand it's a safety thing. You know, we just don't want people to get hurt. That's why just explain it to them as well. You know, say this is the reason that we made this decision is for the safety of everybody in those communities, so that way we don't have an accident, you know, God forbid. So but I definitely fully support this, and it's a great idea, so thank you.
Okay, Councilmember Nash.
This is Councilmember Nash, Place 4. Christina, in this picture that's up there, I see the car coming out of that side house there. I see the car coming out. Is that fence 4 foot or 6 foot right now?
So right now, that's a 6 foot fence, that wood fence that's in there. It is an existing fence. Since they were there first, they were able to put up that 6 foot fence.
So they'll be able to keep it to be 6 feet if they needed to replace the fence then, right?
Yes. So what we would do is, per the ordinance before you, we would look at the driveway to that lot that's facing the side road in the back, and we would make sure that it has the 50-foot clearance for the site visibility triangle. And then if it does, a 6-foot fence would be allowed to go up to that 50-foot point. And from there, then there may be some alterations that are needed if it happens to encroach. For this specific instance, when we did the measurements, it would be fine.
And my other question is, does our landscape ordinance coincide and complement this new adjustment?
So it does when it comes to the intersection of streets, as well as any vegetation that's over 3 foot in height. In our ordinances, let me make sure I cite it correctly. In Chapter 96 of our Code of Ordinances is where we control our vegetation. So within the right-of-way area or within this area where you see this existing side yard fence, if the vegetation's over 3 foot, it's currently not allowed. And so this would be very similar to the size of the fencing, would fit that same category.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions from the council? This is Mayor Smith. Once this goes forward, so many of the developers that they're putting the fences up, so again, this will be something new for them as well?
Yes, so this would actually be a more lenient process than what we currently have in our code of ordinances, because right now they are only allowed to put up 4 foot fencing in this area.
Okay.
And so this would allow more, but we do have a general contractor meeting coming up in May, and so this is one of the items we will address.
Okay, and I think that, you know, we're getting different things other than the cedar fencing. We're getting some, you know, plastic, for lack of a better word, you know, different things that are out there. So, you know, really see those might be an issue if someone isn't paying attention and it violates the ordinance and having to go in and take that thing down. So I think that's for the citizens themselves to have that education, and whoever's pulling the permits to put those things up. And also the fact is that people can't just go put up their own fence as well. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Anything else for, you have a question?
I just have a comment.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. Just, and I'm in concurrence with the mayor, just need to put out a push that this is a new ordinance, and Mr. Blomquist stated it correctly. You know, let him know that there's going to be grandfathers, and better communication is better than no communication. So thank you for taking care of that.
Okay, anything else from the council? Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone to speak for or against this item? Again, this is a public hearing. Anyone to speak for or against this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing. Councilmember Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, and I would like to move to approve an amendment to Ordinance 150-33 of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinance to clarify visibility triangle requirements and provide for the processing of alternate fences designs based upon staff's recommendation and findings and any other action desired.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Nash.
I second the motion.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, Place 4, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, Place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, Place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously 5-0. Next item is paragraph 8, regular business number 1. Discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, declaring certain engineering firms to be pre-qualified and to provide certain professional services to the city subject to specified conditions and take the appropriate action. Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council. The request for qualifications legal notice was published in the Killeen Daily Herald on February 13th and again on February 20th, 2022. 16 packets were sent out for engineering statements of qualifications, and we received packets until 2 o'clock p.m. on March 15th. 16 highly qualified engineering firms responded with statements of qualifications. And our five-member evaluation committee pre-qualified 15 firms based on qualifications, experience, and competence in water, wastewater, transportation, and drainage projects. Gessner Engineering, the 16th firm, failed to provide a financial statement as required. Therefore, their RFQ was rejected. I did contact Gessner Engineering on March 16th. And let them know that they could be disqualified, and they chose still not to provide the financial statement. Public Works recommends that for a period of 2 years from this date, the engineering firms listed on Schedule A of the resolution be deemed to have demonstrated competence and qualifications to perform professional engineering services for water, wastewater, transportation, and drainage projects subject to the conditions in the proposed resolution. And I'll be glad to answer any questions for you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the council? Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. You answered my question about the 16th there that was not selected. But for the 15 that were selected, Mark, did the you didn't rank order them at all, right? You just basically, if they qualified, then they're on this list as pre-qualified. Yes. For the city's endeavors. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It is a pass or fail selection as the evaluation committee goes through all of, we have all of the requirements listed in the RFQ, and we just go down the list. And
okay, so then say a project X comes along, you know, we have 15 that are pre-qualified, then they start over then, because they're pre-qualified, but then they're competing on their own merits then for that.
Correct.
That project.
Right. In the RFQ, they list their strengths. Some firms are water, wastewater. Some are drainage, transportation, you know, stronger in those areas. And we look at that when we select firms for projects.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the council for the Public Works Director? Okay, seeing none, this is regular business. Do I have a motion? Okay, Mayor Pro Tem McCann.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution declaring the engineering firms listed on Schedule A to be pre-qualified to provide professional services for water, wastewater, transportation, and drainage projects for the City of Harker Heights, subject to specified conditions based upon staff's recommendations.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I will second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, Place 4. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, Place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, Place 5. Vote yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes unanimously 5-0. Second item under regular business, discuss and consider approving a resolution of the City Council of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, awarding a contract for a concession agreement to Mama's Soul Concessions, LLC, for 1 year, with the city having two successive one-year options to renew for a maximum combined term of 3 years, and authorizing the city manager to enter such contract on behalf of the city and take the appropriate action. Parks and Recreation Director.
This is Jeff Ashea, Parks and Recreation Director. The city advertised for proposals for this RFP on March 6th and March 13th in the Killeen Daily Herald. A pre-proposal walkthrough was scheduled for March 22nd, but we did not have any RSVPs from potential vendors. On March 29th, sealed proposals for the concessions agreement were open, and we received one from Mama Soul's Concessions. So this service agreement will provide concessions at the FM 2410 Community Park Baseball and Softball Complex and Summit Soccer Fields. And the intention of it is to provide concessions not just for our leagues, but for any tournaments or any other events or endeavors that will take place out there. And so no subcontracting or assignment will be provided without the city's consent by the concessionaire. Mama Soul was awarded the agreement in 2013, 2016, and 2019. We have a great working relationship with them and their staff. The current agreement does expire this month, so I will be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for the Parks and Recreation Director? Okay, Councilmember Fontaine.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. Thank you, Mayor. Jeff, the only concern that I have is that we've had events, and sometimes they kind of been overcome by the population of our residents going out there. So I'm in agreement with them to having the contract. I just would like for them to make sure that when they have big events, moving in the park and things of that nature, that they have the resources available to support that venue.
Absolutely, and I will take some blame. We've had some miscommunications with them on recent events, and so it's not fully this concessionaire's fault, but our staff and their staff have met to make sure we close that gap there. So absolutely, I agree. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any other questions for the Parks and Recreation Director? Okay, Councilmember Hallaby.
Yes, Sam Hallaby, Place 5. So the contract is only for 1 year.
Correct, and as long as everything goes according to plan, then we will sign on for these successive 2 years, or it's 1 year at a time, 1 year options.
Okay,
so maximum of three.
On the renewal, do you have to come back here, or is it automatic?
Not for the renewal, no, but if we wanted to go back out and do another request for proposals, we would have to come back here.
Do you think it's possible for us to have evaluation before we renew the 2 years option?
Absolutely.
Please.
Yes, I think we can look into that.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions for the Parks and Recreation Director on this item? Okay, hearing none, this is regular business. Do I have a motion? Councilmember Nash.
This is Councilmember Nash, Place 4, and I make a motion to approve adopting a resolution awarding a contract for a concession agreement to Mama Soul for 1 year, with the city having two successive one-year options to renew for a maximum combined term of 3 years, and authorizing the city manager to enter into such a contract on behalf of the city.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Hallaby.
Sam Hallaby, Place 5, second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, Place 2, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, Place 2. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, Place 3. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, Place 4, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, Place 4. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, Place 5, how do you vote?
Sam Halabja, place 5, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes unanimously 5-0. Okay, next item under regular business, number 3, receive and discuss the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. And for our citizens, there are extra copies of the city manager's report on the small table right there on the right as you exit the double door. So please grab a copy of it because I'll just be hitting the highlights tonight. Council, I'm going to start out in our library. The Friends of the Library book sale returns on Friday, April 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. and on Saturday, April 30th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., of course, at the Stuart C. Meyer Harker Heights Public Library. Further down the page there in the library, you see, May the Force be with you. The library celebrates Star Wars and science fiction fun all week, Monday, May the 2nd through Saturday, May the 7th. If you don't think our library enjoys Star Wars and all things Star Wars, take a look at this list. It spills over onto the next page of events that we have coming on. So I encourage you to look at all those and attend those as you'd like. Moving to Parks and Recreation, down closer to the bottom of page 2, I want to point out that on May 4th and May 18th, the Go Heights is partnering with the Senior Recreation for Wednesday Wellness Walks for our active adults. These will be located at Carlevin Park and will start at 10 a.m. Also, our Go Heights will be having a hike at Dana Peak Park. That will be on May 19th at 6:30 p.m. Moving over to our athletics, Council, I want to point out that we had 715 participants register for the 2022 youth baseball, softball, and t-ball season. So our kids are coming back to play ball. You see there also that the Harker Heights Parks and Recreation soccer teams took first place in the 2022 Youth Soccer Central Texas Youth Sports Leagues Championships. And then the first ever Harker Heights Parks and Recreation 2022 Adult Soccer League will start the week of May the 2nd. Mm. And it's getting to be that time of year, Council. You see the next section, aquatics. You can purchase your 2022 Carlevin Park Outdoor Pool Pass starting May the 2nd at the Harker Heights Rec Center. And then pool party rentals are set to open on May 11th. Moving down to our senior recreation and recreation center heading there, Council, you do have a flyer there, I'll remind you, the Age My Way flyer that was mentioned earlier as activities that are coming up. If you flip over to special events, you'll see the family campout at Dana Peak Park will take place May the 6th through the 8th, and registration is almost full for that, so if you have interest in that, please get signed up. Council, I do have an additional item at your seats. You'll see there we received from Colleen to please join them for the 2022 Bell County Police Officers Memorial. The keynote speaker will be Bell County District Attorney Henry Garza. That will be at the Killeen Police Department Headquarters, 3304 Community Boulevard, Killeen, Texas. That is on Tuesday, May the 10th at 10 a.m. Council, also want to remind you that there is no workshop. We'll have no meeting on May the 3rd, Tuesday to May the 3rd. So make sure you make that correction in your calendar. That concludes my report. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, any questions for the city manager? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to paragraph 9. Items from council and announcements. Number 1, council member closing statements. Council member Fontaine.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3, and I just want to say we had a really busy month of February. It looks like May is going to be another busy month. So we got a chance to do a ride-along with the fire chief, battalion commander Matt Truitt, and I got an opportunity to see them make sure that our firefighters are proficient in their tasks. So that was pretty good to see. Attended the sunrise service where we had all of our community participated in the event. Colleges from all denominations. It was a beautiful event, and it was good to be back out in the park. We had Spectrum's ribbon cutting on the 19th at our chamber, which is a good event. Just to know that Spectrum is out here not only supporting our new businesses by providing them free installation, but also a free month. And a lot of people may not know that, but that's a pretty cool deal there. I attended the early college high school award ceremony. Well, we recognize our first timers, 1% going into the armed forces and saying, here I am, send me, I'm ready to defend our United States of America. So that was really a great event. We had the NAACP banquet, which another great event, where out of the 6 seniors that got recognized on that day, 3 of them came from our high school. So that's just a tribute to our city and the things that we do in our city. We also, we had a pop-up clinic where we had a lot of citizens come out and take advantage of the health clinic. We attended the Colleen Health Clinic, which gave an opportunity for the kiddos to go out there and waste a lot of energy. They had a lot of events for the kids to, they came from all over. And we went to the Mountain Warrior Museum Gala, which was a wonderful event, and it's great to see the birth that has only taken 10 years to come to fruition, but it was a great event. And just today, I had an opportunity to go to the Three Corps 24th Annual Consolidation Graduation Ceremony, where we had about six military soldiers receive their master's and bachelor's degrees. So, Mayor, thank you for the opportunity, and that's all that I have.
Okay. Here I am, send me. That's Isaiah, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, any other Councilmember Blomquist?
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. We'll start on 16 April, which was Saturday. I attended two Easter egg hunts here in Harker Heights. The first one was the huge egg extravaganza out at the Harker Heights Community Park by Vintage Church. And when I say huge, it was huge. They had every ball field, I think, covered with eggs. So there was probably well over 10,000 eggs out there for all of the kids. So it was a big event. They also had on station there, they had a different venue set up. They had a small string quartet by the New Horizon Music Studio. It was very nice. They were playing classical stringed ensembles there, so it was a really nice setting. The second Easter egg was the Express Emergency ER there, right off the corner of 2410 and Stillhouse Lake Road. And though it was a small space, somehow they managed to still fit pony rides in there for their venue in addition to the eggs. So it was quite a well-attended event as well. Later that evening on the 16th, I attended the Innovation Black Chamber of Commerce Culture on the Square at Carl Levin Park, and it was a very well-attended event. Numerous vendors and performances. I walked around and chatted with many of the vendors there, and it was a fun event for all who attended. On Tuesday, April 19th, I also attended the Harker Heights Chamber ribbon cutting for Spectrum Business. That was a nice event, seeing our partners here in the local community. On Wednesday, April 20th, I attended the Harker Heights Volunteer Award Ceremony in Carl Levin Park. And it was great to see so many volunteers. Many of the chamber or the council members were there as well, but seeing so many volunteers that make up Harker Heights, and it continues to ensure that we are the bright star of Central Texas, as we have so many citizens that take part in our community and make us a great place. On Friday, April 22nd, I helped organize a memorial ceremony honoring the late Sue Hendrick from HEB. Many of you knew her. She had many friends and family there. At the Carl Levin Park, we unveiled a bench and a tree in memorial to her. And I want to say thanks to Jeff and the Parks folks for helping set this up and make it possible. He worked with me to make sure we had a great plaque that had the rendition so people can see and visualize Sue on the bench there. And just to remind, this is not just for a one-off type thing. The Parks has this available for, other citizens or people that wish to plant a tree or put a bench in our parks. We have that program available. And it's a very nice way of being able to remember somebody or plant something or put a bench there in our parks, as we have some great parks. Later that evening on the 22nd, I attended the West Point Founders Day event for the Heart of Texas West Point Society. There was 134 West Point alumni who celebrated this event at the Club Hood at Fort Hood. Brigadier General Mark Quander, the 79th Commandant of the United States Corps of Cadets, was our keynote speaker on providing an update on the United States Military Academy and its continuing mission of providing our nation with leaders for our future. So it was a very good update. It was great to get to meet some of my classmates that I hadn't seen in a number of years, but it was a fun event. So on Saturday, April 23rd, I also attended the National Mounted Warfare Foundation Gala with almost all of the council, the mayor, and the assistant city manager were all present for the new museum there, right there by Fort Hood's main gate. I think the high point of that evening was when General Funk, the TRADOC commander, enlisted on the spot three new soldiers into our Army. It was a very notable ceremony there. And to highlight, two of those new soldiers were from Harker Heights. So that was an awesome to see them right there on the spot enlisted. And last but not least, as you see before you there, our grand opening for our Harker Heights Farmers Market is only 10 days away and a wake up. I know there's a lot of people that are really excited to see it come. There were some changes made. The vendors, especially the food vendors, are very happy because they can actually bring their trucks in there, and it helps speed the setup, it helps speed the teardown, but they'll be able to provide more services quickly and a bigger variety of foods for all those who attend. So I'm looking forward to that. So please mark it on your calendars. I will be out there bright and early at 0800, and we'll get the farmer's market kicked off. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. Okay, anything else from the council members?
No.
Anything else? Okay, moving on to item number two, updates and announcements from the mayor. And again, it's been some busy times. So on April 14th, I attended the Texas A&M Central Texas meet and greet with U.S. Congressman August Pfluger. Also on the 14th, I attended the Greater Killeen Chamber of Commerce Policy Planning Committee luncheon at Texas A&M Central Texas. Also on the 14th, I attended the Central Texas Sustainable Communities Partnership Ceremony at Carl Levin Park. On the 17th, I attended the Easter Sunrise Service sponsored by Harker Heights Kiwanis Club and the Harker Heights First United Methodist Church. So it was a good time to come together since we'd had a pause for a couple of years. On the 19th, we had our Harker Heights City Council and workshop. On the 20th, I served as chairman of the Killeen Temple Metropolitan Planning Organization, the Transportation Policy Planning Board. On the 20th, I attended the Harker Heights Volunteer Appreciation Ceremony at Carl Levin Park. On the 21st, I attended the Harker Heights City Hall meeting with incoming city council member. On the 21st, I attended the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce presentation by Chip Adams from the Texas Music Office regarding music-friendly communities. On the 23rd, I attended the Fort Hood Area Lemonade Day judge at Stone's Three Golf Course in Killeen, and I'm proudly wearing my new lapel pin. And that's really something, is that seeing all those young entrepreneurs and those kids, and also it's a family thing that the parents really get involved with it. And again, the other volunteers that were out there representing different cities and different communities within the Central Texas area. So again, a great event. On the 23rd, attended the Homecoming for Heroes celebration at the National Mounted Warrior Museum. And on the 25th, I attended the Harker Heights Chamber of Commerce Forum with Texas Representative Hugh Shine. So we've had some busy times, a lot of planning for things that are near and far for us, but again, things are really active here. Mr. Mitchell, do we have anything else on the agenda?
I do not, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Time is 5:38, we're adjourned.